Hey everyone, we are live for the Teach Better Today morning show, bringing you the Teach Better community every single weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern. We're excited to be here with you as we dive into our next big discussion. We also have some reminders for some of you that are really getting into the routine of the Teach Better Network and what we're going to be able to support you with this fall. And I don't know, I have something I want to talk about at least. I bought myself a gift. Can we talk about that too? So yeah, we'll be right back and enjoy the commercial. Katie Makin's with me. Here we go. Hey everyone, welcome to our Teach Better Today morning show. I am still waiting for somebody to comment on that commercial and how cool it is to have those clicks on all the things that the Teach Better team offers. If you are not watching the video because you're listening over on Teach Better Talk podcast, I forgive you, but you probably heard the clicks as you're like listening to the tunes. If you're watching it, hello, DM me. Those are cool. Katie, aren't those cool clicks?
They are cool clicks. Honestly, though, every time it ends, I think we should have some like this just in because it's like very newsy. And so I feel like we should be like breaking news. Teach Better is back for another Teach Better Today.
Breaking news. We have way too much to talk about. And this show is never going to be on time because I have too many things. There's too many things.
Too much going on. All right. This just in on Teach Better Today. Ray Hewart bought herself a gift.
That's maybe a takeaway for the show, guys. I think that it's okay to sometimes buy yourself something special.
Yeah.
Educators give so much to other people. And typically, I hear educators spending their own money in their classroom, which I am really not a huge fan of. And I want to help educators find ways to not spend their own money on their classroom. So that's a whole different discussion. But, you know, sometimes when you go like step out of maybe your comfort zone and you do something for yourself that literally brings no one else any value except for you, I think that's important to do sometimes and special.
I agree. I can get behind this. I mean, Mine usually is like a new pack of pens.
But that's what I mean. Like something that literally, it doesn't really affect anyone else. Not in a way that it negatively affects other people, but like it really just doesn't. Is that your new packet of pens?
This is like the new pack I buy myself every Black Friday because they're always on sale.
Wait, I was going to say, that kind of looks like a typical pen. That wasn't really what I expected you to put out.
I am pretty boring, so.
Wait, can I show you? This is my pen. Guys, I stole it from, I think I stole it in France from a restaurant.
Ooh.
I didn't know that when I started talking about it, but I was trying to be, I'm like, I know I stole this. Where did I steal this from? I'm pretty sure I stole this from a French restaurant. So thank you, French restaurant people, for
allowing me to steal it and not arresting me.
Yeah, I can't read it because it's in French and none of it looks familiar. So yeah.
Okay. Well, whatever you decide to buy yourself, but splurge, do something like maybe it's just a nicer cup of coffee.
Yeah. Do you think some people, sorry to, you know, go back to the pens thing, but I wasn't done with that. Do you think some people are colored pen people and not colored pen people?
I'm a colored pen person.
Colors stress me out.
Colors bring me so much more joy than a black pen.
But then you have to like choose the color every time you want to write something and you can write it in the wrong color and then you can't fix it.
I mean, I don't have regrets on my pen choice. I just pick a choice and I go for it.
Is that why I'm your anxious friend and you're not my anxious friend?
Which is funny because when I was in school, I was a kid who, my mom would like every once in a while let me get a pack of like four colored pens. And my notes in school, if I messed up my handwriting or if I like use the wrong color or if I had like a pattern, you know, like the title was in one color and then the notes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yes. If I got off, you would always find me at home rewriting my notes. Like in college, I rewrote all of my notes because laptops weren't like like we didn't have Wi-Fi on campus. That's because, you know, I'm 100 years old. So literally I rewrote all my notes to like I have notebooks still that look like a rainbow, but I could understand exactly what all the colors mean.
Okay, I want to change my sentence because it is not colored pens that stress me out. It's multiple colored pens. Like, if you gave me a pink pen to write my to-do list, like, I don't care. Like, I will use any pen. It's the what you just described, where like things are specific colors, and then therefore you have colors you can make an error on, and then you have to rewrite it. That sends me into a spiral.
Okay, I can understand that. I
So,
don't often now in my adulthood, I don't like my I pick a color and I stick with it for the whole thing.
period of time.
Yeah, like I don't know. Yeah.
Like, we're going to talk about to-do list today. My to-do list so happens to be in black pen. Oh, see, you have two different colors on there, I
There are
think.
two different chapters that I reflected on for a book.
For
That's
the book study that we did in our Facebook group.
yeah. But
That's so
like
fun.
this is another, yeah. So whatever works for you.
Yeah. I bought myself a piece of jewelry, and I know that's not at all as the same as getting yourself a thing of pens because that's like productive in life, but I love it. I wear it every day. I think it's special. It's fancy.
You're so fancy.
It's so fancy. Okay, what else we have to give updates on? Oh, can we really quick before we transition into like, you know, value, can we talk about the Sunday show? Because that is kicking off, but not this week. And I want to make sure that people are aware of when the show's coming out. So the Teach Better Today morning show kicked off August 7th. And that's going to be something that you guys have access to Monday through Friday for the rest of the school year. We're so excited to bring the show to you. We're going to bring in lots of different hosts, different topics. There's so much good variety that this show will offer. The Sunday show is coming back. It's the same show as last year with some updates based on you all giving us feedback. It's exclusive to our private Facebook group. So you need to be in the free private Facebook group to get access to the live stream. It will be streamed 100% live. So you'll see all the mistakes
Shenanigans.
and shenanigans and all the things. But I will say that that is kicking off Sunday, August 20th.
Okay.
So it won't be necessarily right off the bat. These shows are debuting a few weeks apart, but we want to make sure that you guys already have that in your calendar. That will be facilitated by Brad Hughes and I. We're going to bring in guests. We have a lot of fun. There's obviously new commercials, and I'm excited to bring back not only the interviews because I feel like it was a good way to get to know new people, but the panels was just really successful last year. I loved seeing those panels and having everybody in the comments. So
Yeah,
excited for that. Shout out to Brad Hughes making that happen.
I'm excited to have kind of the way to kick off your week, but then we have this every day, Monday through Friday. So if you're someone that's like Sunday is family time, I disengage from all things, that's totally fine. But you can join us every day on here as you're getting ready for your day, driving to school or whatever this time frame gives you. But I like that we're kind of going back into routines. People are going to be able to see us more often, connect with each other, and get the support they need as they kind of get back into school here.
Well, and please remember, guys, and I know we still get this question. It's okay. Ask anytime. We're happy to clarify, but everything that the team does is saved and logged for you. So if you miss a day, obviously, if you listen to Teach Better Talk podcast, it'll just be in your queue for you if you've subscribed. Also, a 5-star rating would be killer over there. Katie and I love seeing your goofy comments about this crazy podcast. But also, if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube or Twitter, these are always saved. So you don't, if you miss an episode, you can always go back and kind of check it out. So easy stuff. What else do we have to share before we get into our discussion? Anything?
Last month in July, if you missed it, we re-released the Grid Method courses. We had our full course that came out, as well as our intro. And so, if you are someone that has been using the grid and you want either a refresher, or you're maybe you took that course like a billion years ago when it came out, like in the Stone Ages,
Literally.
I mean, it literally is super old, but feel free to jump back into that in our academy. We re-recorded, redid some things, like really honestly, just now the course matches more of what we do in schools on the day to day. It aligns with our workbook. So lots of great content within that. And I was excited because I got to be a part of it. You got to be a part of it. So just being able to give some real life tips and tricks as we kind of recorded those was fun. So check it out.
I always thought it was so interesting when somebody like now would be like, oh, I'm going to take the Grid Method course. And I'm like, Grid Method course was recorded in like 2015, which when I say that out loud, that doesn't feel old because like that feels like it was yesterday. But legitimately, Chad did it by himself. He was like 100 pounds heavier. I was not a part of the team. And Jeff was like helping Chad do a course. Like they weren't even like officially a duo yet. And so it wasn't even that it was like outdated. It just like didn't have the teach better vibe. And I was so critical of it. I would always be like, it's great information, but like you don't get all the value that we provide now with just endless resources and like really, really robust diversity and how you can just present information. Like so much of it even was so much more paper focused than using technology. And so I'm so thankful. So thankful we redid this course. It took us months to redo this course, months and months and months. And now, like you mentioned, the fact that it mirrors a workshop that we do with school districts makes me feel so much more comfortable recommending that people download the free workbook that comes with it and like all those, like they're going to get so much value. And I feel confident in that because we have meticulously just torn everything apart and redid it. So I'm very, very excited that I think my email when I sent that out was like, we went from a bag phone to an iPhone. Like it feels like a big update.
Well, that I think it was still in the classroom at the time. Cause he like in the video references like being in the classroom. And so the fact that now he can like, we have all done it in classrooms, but we've also trained other teachers and learned different like ways to do it. I think just provided so much more value as it's kind of evolved. So if you have not had a chance to check it out, check that out. We released another course this summer done by yours truly about kicking off the first 5 minutes of your class. Those two ideas go hand in hand. Yeah. The first 5 minutes is a free course. The intro is a free course. The full Teach Better Grid Method, whatever, I'm getting all the words. The Grid Method full course is a paid, but there's lots of good stuff out there.
So well, and it's included in your membership. So many of you already have like the Academy membership. So that's all included. Wait, can I ask you, because I was just being reflective of like, though, obviously we work with school districts now, K-12. I've even worked in higher ed. And so has Chad. So like, we have so much diversity in the subjects and the teachers that we've been able to support. But Chad's background holistically started at that like eighth grade science level. Like that's where his passion for education started.
Yep.
Do you, I mean, you must just like exclusively consider yourself like a math teacher, but you didn't start as a math teacher. That's why I'm asking if.
I didn't. I started as a writing teacher.
That's why I'm asking, like, do you feel like writing was where you really like started, or do you think math was?
I think I would say if someone was like, what did you do? Or like, what was your passion? I would lean on math because I taught it the most. Most of my day was math. I loved writing. I loved, like we called it language arts in our district. That is what I started as my early years teaching, but our district's curriculum evolved so much. And it like my day-to-day job with that changed so much that it didn't feel like, you know, when you kind of get like immersed in a topic and you just like kind of become really passionate about it. I couldn't ever get that way with language arts because it was kind of always evolving. So I do love working with writing teachers because it like brings some of that excitement back that I had those early days. But yeah, if you asked, I would say like math was probably my jam, but I just anything middle school. Like if you say you're a middle school teacher, I'm like, let's talk all the smells and sounds and.
Yeah, it's crazy. I love that so many of us in the Teach Better community are passionate about a content area. Don't get me wrong, but like we're really passionate about the age that we teach. Yeah. Or like, I just think that there's so many cool things, so many cool elements of teaching beyond the content that it's fun to celebrate. But let's get into our discussion because I actually want to go back to our to-do list. I know you have a lot of things that you want to share related to that. So should we get into our team talk?
Yeah,
let's do it. Thank you. the Teach Better Today morning show. We also want to celebrate the fact that as we dive into our team talk here, our discussion of our, you know, episode, we would love to have all of you share your ideas. If you have a certain topic that you're looking for suggestions on, resources on, reflection on, we have so many different ideas that have already been shared from this community that we're starting out with. But don't forget that you could be an active part of this show by direct messaging Katie or I, or just the team in general. The message will get to us. We'd love to hear about what you wish we would talk about, whether it be at the beginning banter, maybe some gossip you want to hear about the team, or of course some actual, you know, information we could share, like some stuff we do, you know, for a living, like training teachers. No big deal.
Things of value.
Things of value. The one thing I do really value is a to-do list, because otherwise everything would fall out of my brain and I would forget to do everything. So that's where we're starting our conversation. Katie, you are a very organized person. We frequently joke that I may not be.
Not true. Not true. We're just organized in different ways.
How? Okay. So what's the difference between our organizational systems in your mind?
I think my organization goes beyond, like, my type A organization is like in all areas of my life. So like, I want everything organized because it helps keep my brain organized. Like, I'm not a person that can turn it on and off. So everything from my classroom to my house, to my car, to my purse, everything always has to be organized because it helps me just like focus. Some people, it's like they can be really organized at work, but then their house is a mess, or their houses are really organized, but their desk is a mess. Like, I think some people can go back and forth, and I can't. So
I don't think I realized how much I go back and forth until I started working every day with you. Cause I really consider myself a very organized person, but you're exactly correct that I choose the areas to be organized in.
Yeah, like, I've never thought you were disorganized in our work at all. Right. But I also know, like, things that bother me, like organization at a home, you're like, dude, let that go. Who cares?
Do you mean like pile of laundry upstairs on my floor that has been sitting there for 3 days that I literally don't remember until I walk in the room and I'm like, oh yeah, I should do this more.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no, I can't.
Or Katie's really good at, like, oh my God, guys, if you have like team meetings or reoccurring meetings on a weekly basis, monthly basis, it could be a committee. She is a master at like running agendas. And my mindset is every meeting that I go to with her, just to kind of get under her skin, I'm like, is there an agenda? Can you send it to me? People listening hate me right now, just to be clear that I'm saying that. I'm that person.
She does. Every weekly meeting, she says, do you want me to add this to the agenda? Is there an agenda? And every week I share the link with her and I say, yes, feel free to add things before the meeting. And every week she doesn't. And I've just accepted it because I love her. And I then add it to the agenda and it's fine. This is our love language. This is how we work together.
Well, every meeting you've added to the agenda. Ray, can you give us the list that you didn't add to the agenda so we can add it to the agenda?
Right. We've problem solved. We've come to an agreement.
Okay, can we not focus on agendas? Can we focus on to-do lists?
Yes, okay. So it's back to school time, and whether or not you have a to-do list right now, like Ray held up, or if you know that your to-do list is going to be growing, or maybe is starting to grow, we know that this time of year, to-do lists become very long, very messy, and very overwhelming. Is that accurate?
Yes, I just looked at my to-do list and I have 3 things that I didn't cross off. So I'm going to do that really quick because this is the happiest moment in the world.
Oh, you're just crossing them off. I thought you were going to be like, hey, pause, you guys. I'm going to go do some things really quick.
No, I'm just like, oh, that phone call, I did that. Oh, that email, did that. Thank you very much. Like, I love crossing things off.
You do. Okay, so our kind of message today is your to-do list is long. There's no way to get around it. Whether you're prepping your classroom, you're prepping to go back to school, you're already in school. We know that those early days of the school year, just like things pile on. And so it's easy to become immediately overwhelmed and frustrated that even like I knew one of my like big triggers was I would feel so organized and prepared. And then I would go to that first like opening day Institute professional development. And I'd walk out of my classroom thinking, oh my gosh, I have 4 pages of to-do list. And I thought I was ready for the year. And so just accept it. Like, there's literally nothing you can do about it. You know that that's going to happen. Be as prepared or not prepared as you want, and you can be. But I feel, you know, organization is my jam. I feel strongly on organizing your to-do list, which sounds like real extra. I get that.
I do too. It's okay. I do too.
Yes. But I used to make a visual on my desk. So I would literally take a piece of paper, a white piece of paper, and I put four post-its on it. And each post-it had a different category. And that's how I would categorize what needed to be done. And here's what it was. It was.
You are such a loser. Go ahead.
I know, but it's helpful.
I organize my to-do list in a normal way. I'll show that next. Go ahead, Katie.
That's fine. This is for just school, not necessarily home stuff. This is just for school stuff. But I had one post-it was all the things I needed to copy. One post-it was all the things I needed to plan. So like lesson plans or like activities or things like that. One was like things related maybe to my calendar. So if there was like, don't forget to like sign up for this PD day or like make sure you order lunch or, you know, any of those kinds of things. And then anything that was like, just don't forget, like in general, like kind of a general to-do list where if it didn't fit one of the categories. Here's why this was helpful for me is if I opened a list in my, like if I literally pulled out my book and saw the list, I immediately would become overwhelmed because I saw the mass quantity. But it also helped me focus on, hey, I'm going down to the teacher's lounge. What are all the things I need to take with me to make sure I get copied? And then it also like limited how much I could put on the post-it because it was small. So it made me focus of like, I'm only going to try to accomplish these five things today. And then everything else will get pushed off for another day. So that was my tips. That's what I suggest because it helps me kind of like calm down because I think it's so easy to get overwhelmed by the, you know, the to-do list and all the things that need to be done, but it's like really day to day what needs to be done, not everything, because you only have so many hours in the day.
I like that. Now that I've heard you lay that out, I do think that maybe my organization system is more similar than I thought.
Okay.
I organize my to-do list by logistical things and creative things.
Yep.
See. My struggle is like, I can't do a creative task, switch to a logistical task and then switch back easily. So I started like things that I can check off, like the logistical things were good to be grouped together. Similar to like, I just need to make a copy of this. Doesn't take a lot of brain power versus like lesson planning, something creative. You're like, I need to actually get in the groove, dig into this. Mm-hmm. So I see that similarity. And then the other thing I do is the beginning of my day, every single day, I prioritize by putting a number next to the thing that needs to be done, but I only go up to 10. So if I have like 15 things on my to-do list, I only label to 10 and I leave the rest of that a number. I like about this is like, it gives me an order to check stuff off. And then it's similar to your post-it concept where like, it's not a lot. Like I'm already acknowledging as the day's getting started, I'm not going to get to that today. Yep. And if it needs to be higher in my priority, then it needs to be higher in my priority list.
Yeah. I really kind of like that. I like the idea that you kind of have the categories, but then within the categories, you have the priority. Mm-hmm. I honestly think I might steal some of that because I do sometimes still find right now I don't, since I'm obviously not making like copies, I have still categories of like home to-do lists, you know, teach better to-do lists or like different projects we do. But sometimes I still kind of find myself like spinning my wheels on like what should get done or something takes too long. So it's good to like think through how many can I realistically get done today? Because maybe you look at your list and you're like, some of these projects are big. I'm only going to get through five things.
Right.
And it's just good to kind of put yourself in check. I know when I transitioned to this role, I was like overwhelmed by the amount of time in the day to complete tasks because I wasn't bound by bells, which I know you and I talked a lot about.
Yeah, for sure.
So I like had a calendar and time frame. So it was like every hour and I would literally write what I was working on in that hour. And then I would fold in the meetings too, or like anytime we were together, you know, on camera, but it was just helpful to like get organized. And I think that's like the big takeaway from this is it's really, really easy to kind of spend time sitting in your feelings of like, this is hard. I'm overwhelmed. I've got a lot going on, but take control over it and really think critically about what has to be done right now, what has to be done today, and how much time is this going to take? But also it provides you some opportunity to say, I'm going to build in my 25 minutes of lunch so that I can recharge. And so that is not a time I'm going to get stuff done, or I only have 1 hour after school. And so I've got to go do X, Y, and Z. So what can you realistically accomplish in that 1 hour? And it just helps kind of reframe your mind. I feel like we're very Lindsay Titus right now of like, what's your mindset and how can you control kind of the things that are in front of you. And so try it, try for 1 week and let us know how it goes. Look at your to-do list, categorize it, prioritize it, and just try it and see if you feel a little bit lighter and feel like you're actually maybe being more productive. Cause I know it helps for me.
Yeah, no, I love it. Shout out to Lindsay Titus, who's a part of the Teach Better Team Speakers Network. You can bring Lindsay Titus to your school as well as any member of the Teach Better Team. If you go over to teachbetter.com/speakersnetwork, you can learn more about her and all the amazing things she continues to create to support educators. I will say, Katie, the only other change that I have on my to-do list that either might work for people or may not is I do not separate out work responsibilities and family to-dos on my to-do list. The reason being is I don't think I get to the family to-do list when I separate them out versus when I put family, like I need to schedule a doctor's appointment. So like I put that on my to-do list because it needs to be done just as urgently as the lesson planning I need to get done. You know, like that stuff.
Yeah, I think it for me kind of depends on the tasks. Sometimes I find when I leave them together, I lean on the things that need to be done at home because they're quicker. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to knock out these five home tasks, like calling a doctor or switching the laundry or putting this away, because I feel like I can make traction. But then I find I lose like a chunk of time when I should have been maybe working on something else. So I think it's like a moment of reflection of like, do you want them separated? Do you want them together? What's your intentional purpose? And just kind of and trying it and knowing that you're not stagnant in it. If you find something's not working, change it up, reach out to us. We're happy to help. You know, organization is my love language. So,
okay. And if you want to be like a little messy, just let me know and I'll be your support system. Friends, thanks for tuning into the Teach Better Today morning show. I feel like I'm still getting used to saying that title, Teach Better Today. We're so excited that you have made Teach Better Today a part of your morning, and we are excited to see you soon at 7 a.m. Eastern as we are live Monday through Friday every single stinking week. We have more in store for you coming up tomorrow, so we'll see you then. But Katie, thanks for giving us all your OCD strategies.
I'm happy to help you.
Bye, friends. Hey, Teach Better community, thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.